This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. Say hello to my little apprentice. Hoo-ah!
Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, you alright?
Yeah, not bad, mate. You're under the weather.
Yeah, I'm alright. Just getting over it. Very coffee.
Bounce back.
Cry me a river, dick face. You cry me those salty tears.
Oh, I've got to go upstairs.
In them.
Oh, it's a bit echoey down here, isn't it?
No, it's fine. You sound good.
Is it better than upstairs?
You actually sound better there than you do when you're upstairs, I think.
Okay, I'm in a big room here.
Big room.
Good for you.
So braggy, isn't it? Oh, I've got such a big room.
Am I not? Can you see me?
No.
You want?
I can, but a still image of you and Jen.
Why have I got this current call window? What's going on?
What gives?
There. How are you feeling, mate?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I feel you, pain, mate. Sincerely.
You just got back from holiday, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
Where did you go?
We went to the Barbados.
The Barbados.
Oh, my God.
The Barbados. That's where we were last year.
Yeah, same hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was
Did
very
you have a
nice.
Good time?
Yeah, it was lovely, yeah. There was a little bit more rain than I would have preferred, but I complained, but they didn't seem interested in doing anything about it.
They never do.
Is it their rainy season, then?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, well...
But I've been at the height of their summer because that's where Lisa and I got married.
Yeah.
And I've been at the height of the summer and it is unbearable. Well, it is unbearable. As a Brit, it's just an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Nobody so queues.
We're still thinking about Maldives in February.
I like to queue. I like bland food. I like queues. Not so hot on some.
I like my media's biases to be clear.
Yeah, I like my beer warm, my food cold. Yeah.
Am I rotating?
And my homosexuals flaming.
Yeah.
As things I'm been while I've been away then. Yeah. Everything good?
All right, mate.
Kept out of trouble?
I've been ill ever since you've been away.
I saw, I remember it saying, yeah, you were pining, weren't you?
Oh,
it's okay. I'm back now, mate.
I was working from home for 2 weeks.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's your little cottons.
Oh, I know. Where's small spleen?
I don't know. Let's see. Let me add him. He did say 8:30, but I noticed he was online, so...
I did my hair for you tonight.
You did. It's lovely.
It shows. It shows. It's good.
Look at it. Yeah. I haven't washed it in about 3 weeks. That's why.
Have you missed podcasting, gents?
I say I've been podcasting. Not really. But I've had podcasts to work on, so I suppose I've been able to fill the void a bit. Oh. And to be honest, I've been in such shit state the last couple of days, I haven't really been able to think about anything.
Yeah, you've been ill as well, Rob, have you?
Yeah, I spent the last 2 days in the recliner over there for most of it.
Well, have you had a cold or flu?
Yeah, it hit me really hard for some reason. I woke up with it on Sunday and I was sort of feeling a bit rough but okay. And then I went in Monday and had to go home at lunchtime because I felt rough as all hell. And then I had Tuesday, Wednesday off. I've just gone back in today for the first time.
Did you have a sore throat or anything?
Yeah, that's what it started off as. And then Monday I got hit with like a really bad head cold. And then Monday afternoon I went home and just went to sleep. And then Tuesday I had a lay-in after I'd emailed in to say I wasn't coming. And then the best I could manage in terms of going out was walking to the end of the Rochester High Street and back.
Well, you've done really well because I had it for over a week. So you've done really well.
I recover from the head cold bit really quickly. What then happens is I spend about a week and a half blowing shit out of my nose.
Yeah, I
stay congested, but I feel, you know, I get over the kind of the head cold bit really quickly, but I stay congested for ages.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, that's good. If you can hear me still, that's also good.
Yeah. No, I lost my voice completely. I couldn't come on the first week, and my voice had gone.
Yeah, I was.
It came back yesterday a lot, but then last night I had a coughing fit, and I've damaged it again. Piece of shit.
Well, stay on as long as you can, mate.
Piece of shit, lungs.
If you need to bail out, that's cool.
I'll do my best to mute coughs, Mark, but they come on quite suddenly at the moment.
Yeah, that's okay. Just whatever you can.
Yeah,
I feel the same way. All right, well, let me just grab a drink, and then I'll.
Yeah, there's no problem.
I've got a drink already set up. I got two, in fact.
We're just off the dark side this bit until
that's cool.
Until Paul rocks up. I'm just loading the show notes up. I've got new show notes because
of them too. Connor?
No. You should have the copy of Connor's Corner on it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't send it out until I had Connor's.
I had it earlier. I've seen this. Why is it not in my email inbox?
I can resend it.
I had it. No, it's fine. Oh, here we go. Hang on. I think
it might be easier if I give you guys the link to the Dropbox, won't it?
So I got it. I found it now. There was a thread that had been condensed. I didn't realize. So I thought the last email on the list was the last email in the thread, but it was just the last email on the condensed list.
Dave?
Hello?
What was that? You're having a little bit of a...
I'm up. Check out what came in the post.
What'd you get? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wow. That's superb. Yeah.
Did anyone see the Ghost in the Shell trailer?
It looks awesome, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the story, but it looked good.
Oh, it seems on first glance quite faithful to the anime. So that's a lot of people are like, ooh, that's actually better than I was hoping for.
Scarlett Johansson is hot.
She is, rather.
She is. Really, that skin tight thing does a lot of
favours.
She's
got very short legs, though.
She's not tall. I don't think many Hollywood actors are.
I'm not sure if they're wraparound legs. I'd need to see if she would.
We'd have to do science.
Leg extension. If she'd do that, I guess I'd succumb and say yes. Or not, maybe stilts.
Okay.
What would you extend, the calf or the thigh?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Let me just see what she looks
I'd
like.
I'd have another set of thighs put on under her current calves by the ankle.
Everything's so weird.
I'm a bit of a thigh man, and then she'd have four thighs.
Why don't you just go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a whole bucket of them?
Not thighs.
I'd go thighs.
Four thighs.
I've just looked up a picture and I'd go thighs.
But you'd have an extra thigh.
Yeah.
Personally,
she's got good carbs.
I choose not to objectify such a wonderful actress. He says, more than aware that he's recording and that this is going to go out on the After Dark side.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to objectify the. I like a friend.
I sound like a dirty perv already.
I love that you're like I'm. You've made yourself sound more dodgy, Mark, by saying, like, I'm not going to say these feelings on because I'm recording. Like, everybody's just going to go, what would he say off air? Because all they're doing is just saying that she's, you know, an attractive lady, which is.
She is amazing everywhere, Scarlett Johansson, and I wouldn't demand any changes to her whatsoever.
Well, quite.
She'd obviously have to lower herself to my level first.
Well, quite.
Maybe I should establish whether she's interested in me first.
That might be the way forward.
Yeah. How old is Scarlett Johansson?
She's what?
She looks like 20.
I was going to say she's like early 30s, maybe? Late 20s, early 30s. Yeah, I think so. I mean, she's been in, she's been in movies since, what, Lost in Translation was like 2003.
That's a wonderful
film. I saw that first time 2 weeks ago.
I've never seen it.
It's very good. And
it's one of those movies. She's 31. I feel like if I was... She's 31. Mm-hmm. So she would have been 18 in Lost in Translation, I guess.
Yeah, Horse Whisperer she was in, wasn't she?
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm. Was she? Okay. But that was directed by Robert, what's his name, wasn't it?
Redford.
He's retired, isn't he?
Is he?
He's retired from acting.
Oh.
He announced it the other day that he's not going to do any more acting.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm sure that's right.
In the end of Lost in Translation, what's his name? Bill Murray said something to her in her ear.
Oh, blimey, she's only 6 months younger than me.
There you go. So you could have a relationship with her.
I think a lot of things would have to change in my life for that to be
like reality. Possible. Reality would have to bend to Robert.
No, I'm talking remote possibility, door. Mark. Forget
if Scarlett Johansson knocked on your front door and said, "Leave your missus and I'll have you now," what would you do?
I would ask her how she found out where I lived.
I was just going to say that. Oh, you just boomed my joke.
I would also sign something for her because obviously I'm kind of a big deal.
Sign your mug. Sign your new Roman God.
I'm not giving this away. Are you joking?
No, just sign it in front of her and then say, "Look what I did."
It's amazing.
Keep it.
Look at that. It's amazing.
That's pretty sweet. You see, Robert bought one of our t-shirts.
Yes, I did. And this is what I want. When we do the screenshot, I want to make sure the mug is in shot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Turn the favour, because that's a good shot as well. That's that picture of Rob.
It was good, wasn't it? We sold a lot of t-shirts this week.
Oh, nice. Mm. Is that because we got a sale on, right?
Yeah, there's a sale on. Yeah, I'll just throw
at
it out
time of recording
this evening.
Just indemnifying myself from any legal repercussions if there turns out not to be a sale by the time this comes out.
Well, this current sale will end by the time I've edited this podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's
before this is released, it may well start again because they are quite frequent.
Yeah, well, I get paid in a couple of weeks, and I've got a Pal Pacino T-shirt in my sights because if anybody should own one, it's me.
Yeah, well, you are Pal Pacino, so that would that does make sense.
Oh, actually, easier with dodgy throat.
Hoo-wah.
Let's try Paul again.
What are the films that we were talking about that you hadn't seen and you promised me you'd watch?
Nothing,
right?
We wasn't talking about anything.
It's not as easy as all that just to go and watch a film. I did look it up though, and in terms of trying to see it, because I thought I had a look to see
what one was it?
It was Scent of a Woman.
Oh yes, that's it. Yeah. That's why
I did have a look to see if it was on Amazon Prime, and it's not.
Well, you can buy it.
I can buy it, but I don't know if I like it. So why would I do that?
Because you will go, "Why didn't I buy this film sooner?"
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Do you want me to see if it's
let's be clear. The premise is ludicrous, isn't it? It's not just me.
What?
Ooh, the premise itself. The film might be good, but what I'm saying is the premise is ludicrous.
Premise is ludicrous?
Yeah.
I don't know the premise.
Well, we've got a blind ex-veteran who blinded himself with a grenade accident.
Is he an ex-veteran?
One last fling in New York.
Is he an ex-veteran, or would he just be a veteran? Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be a very good veteran being blind.
I
don't know if you can
you are just a veteran. I'm
now
a
veteran. Now I read the shorter summary. Somehow it's actually easier. It's easier to get my head around for some reason. So it's Chris O'Donnell as well. Wow. Bless him, the Hallmark quality.
He's awesome in it.
Oh, Gabriel Anwar.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
And the music's... Philip Seymour Hoffman's awesome in it as well.
Ooh,
wow. I was going to say, there's quite a few good people in here. Gabrielle Anwar's quite good. She's from Burnt Notice.
$7.99, old chap.
$7.99. Okay, noted.
That's a lot of money for that.
That's what I'm saying.
$3.49 to rent.
That's why I don't buy...
That's a lot for rent. Apple. I think digital rentals are too expensive.
Yeah.
If Apple said, right, from now on, all movies are $1.99... You buy them and they're all HD. I would go out and spend £200 tonight.
I thought you were going to say Apple just turned around and went, "All movies are $1.99. Get fucked."
No, but I would go. What pisses me off. I'm not going to pay £8 for a digital movie that's 10 or 15 years old.
I totally understand that. And actually,
if they said
go
it's
to,
too weird, I'd go and buy it.
What is it? iTunesMovieDeals.tumblr.com, Mark.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah.
That's all right, mate. Where you can find films cheap. And actually, they do quite often reduce films to like
inexpensive.
£3 or £4.
They're not cheap. Sorry? They're inexpensive.
Reduced.
They're not
in
cheap.
Price.
They are inexpensive.
No, they're not. They are quality
There's
films.
There's some staggering pre-orders on there at the moment.
I bought 7 for £4 the other day.
Did you?
And that's maths I can't even
do. Did you get £3 change?
No, I was going to say, that's maths I can't even do. Work out what a saving that is.
I think spleen's just come on, Mark.
You're on there, Paul.
Yeah, I see. Yep.
Someone belching. Spleen? Must be Paul.
That would be the man himself. Hello, Paul.
Hello. Hello.
Hello,
sir. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
We're just off the dark side, innit? That's what we always do. We just record.
All right, I'm in a slightly different situation. And I'm in my daughter's. I mean, my daughter because of the cold weather. Malaysia's bedroom's above the garage, so it's been cold. Okay. So she's gone in my podcast studio. So I'm demoted to
check you out, Michelle. This evening, are you, mate?
Yeah. How was the holiday, mate? Are you all tanned and happy bunnies? Or?
It was lovely, thank you, mate.
Good for you, sir.
We are definitely happy bunnies. A little bit tanned, but there was a little bit of rain because it is the rainy season, but not a great deal.
Yeah, crap happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was very, very nice. It was nice to be on the same clock as the news cycle as well, so I was out in front of it.
Did Lisa ever find out that was the plan?
Well, she will now. She listens to this after Dark Side.
Where's I can't find your notes.
I've got slightly revised.
What are you using to read it?
Mark, give me an update then, mate, because I can't find them.
Okay, mate, hang on.
They've sent me as well. I did see them earlier.
You don't sound like a flu man with man flu.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. The copy of the notes I've got has gone all wonky. Hang on.
My voice has come back now.
It was a funny angle. Sorry, lots of coke.
Shit. I'm sure it's quality audio programming, isn't it? All of us just belching at each other.
What's this all of us?
Sorry, mate.
I'm the consummate professional. How dare you, sir?
You're part just of the fitting, so you get the blame as well.
Good
Paul
day.
Rob still hasn't seen Scent of a Woman because he doesn't like the premise.
I didn't say that. I said because it's too expensive.
I thought you said you didn't like the premise.
No, I read if you'd been paying attention the whole time, I said I went on to read the premise again, and I must have been thinking of something else, because it didn't sound that far-fetched at all.
No regrets there. Do it, mate. It's one of the greatest.
Okay. The greatest film starring Al Pacino and Chris O'Donnell together.
About blind people.
It's great. One of the best films about blind people, yeah. Apart from, Rogue One.
Hang on. Is he blind? That is the question.
Yes.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, but there are... A couple
of things. He's blind.
I think he's blind, Paul. I'm with you. But if you go online, there's a whole lot of...
Oh, okay.
Are there fan theories about it?
You can find everything.
Yeah, a hell of a lot.
I saw a fantastic article.
Chris O'Donnell does say to him, Are you looking at me, Colonel? He said,
you're talking to me.
I'm blind, Charlie.
That's a good impression of... what's her name?
Don't upset Rob. He's
Gabrielle Anwar.
Gabrielle Anwar. She's in it.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I saw her in the IMDb.
She does a little dancey step.
Is she the gorgeous one that he dances with?
Yes.
She's in Burn Notice. She's amazing.
I'm learning that dance with my lady wife every Monday. Nice. We're going out dancing every Monday.
I'll check you out.
Oh, it's wonderful. We're having a really nice time.
That's lovely. What style are you dancing?
Argentinian tango.
Ooh. All right.
And the thing is, we're using the other one, the good old-fashioned tango music. Mark, still waiting, mate.
I know, I've just had to edit them slightly, Paul. I'm just getting them.
Yes.
Oh, what
and
is I'm it just, doing to me?
Just got enough of the steps together to put a little...
What, you think you're worried we're going to be copyright infringed, Mark?
What's that, mate?
I thought you were complaining about the fact we were humming the music.
Not with our...
No, the podcast notes have gone all wonky for some reason.
All right, hang on a minute. Let me just look for show notes.
Gabrielle Anwar.
Paul, if you go to the thread that's got no subject... the latest
I've got
emails
it.
From Steve.
Hello, chaps. I'm back. No, it's not that one.
No. There's one with no subject.
I haven't got that anymore.
Give us a sec. I'll send them out.
Last one's from Steve.
Found it.
Can I ask a contentious question, please?
Do you want a contentious answer?
Why break the habit of a lifetime?
Right. You know the guy who is in...
Was he in that film? That was it.
Dead. What's his name?
Sorry?
What's Ash and the Evil Dead? What's his name?
Bruce Campbell.
Bill Campbell.
I don't mean to be inflammatory. In Burn Notice, can he act?
Yeah, well, yes and no. He's a little bit. Yeah, he's playing a bit of a sort of. He's playing a bit of campy, but I think that's why they want Bruce Campbell for that, because he's really good at that kind of.
I want to see Bubba Hotep. He's meant to be amazing in that.
Apparently so. Yeah, But yeah, I think that's partly deliberate to me. I think that's a deliberate casting choice to go for somebody who's a bit sort of bit camp and a bit silly, you know. Like when nobody, I would imagine, cast somebody like, say, Peter Stormare for his subtlety. No. They cast him because he's going to eat the scenery around him.
I must admit, the second series of Ash and the Evil Dead, I'm not getting along with it at the moment.
No?
I don't know what dropped off for me. Once I'd got over Bruce Campbell in the first one, and like, I was finding it very difficult. It's so tongue in cheek, which it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
The second one is, I'm just finding it a bit difficult. I don't know why.
Okay. Are they kind of forcing you to take it seriously?
What, the second series, Paul?
A second series of what? I thought you were talking about Evil Dead 2.
No,
Ash versus Evil Dead, the TV show.
Have you seen the first series yet, Paul?
No.
30 years after.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm confused. .com.
Got the notes yet?
No.
Yeah, let me...
I've sent them.
No. Send them to Rob, who sends them to me.
I've sent them to everybody, so hopefully... You should get refresh your feeds, chaps. Refresh your.
I already have.
You just had the new ones, Rob. I just sent them out.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you got new ones.
Yeah, I just did a little tinker to straighten out some artwork issue.
Oh, okay, get you out. All right.
That bloke who fell in a hot pool in Yellowstone National Park.
No.
He went to dip his foot in because him and his girlfriend sort of snuck up to a place you weren't supposed to go.
I see.
They call it like
Death Lake,
where you sit in there in a hot tub. But Melty he slipped Lake. And fell in and dissolved.
They call it Body Melt Park.
Yeah.
Ah, I've got something to say.
He literally dissolved.
Wow.
Nice.
Seriously?
Yeah. In Acid Pond, apparently. It was called Acid Pond.
There's a clue.
You know, when we went to Iceland, we passed some geysers, and I don't recall ever being tempted to go to Fuck You Up Lake.
You know, it's funny because I went to Iceland the other day and I passed a couple of geezers outside.
Did you?
I was just about to say that.
Just getting to my jokes before me this evening. This does not bode well.
I was going to say, I went to Iceland in Croydon and I saw a couple of geezers.
Obviously, to those non-British people, Iceland is a frozen food shop.
Well, not for long by the sounds of it. Did you hear about this?
No, this was more breaking news.
It's melting. Yeah, Iceland's melting. Yeah, no,
it's a flood in Croydon.
Yeah, no, Iceland, the country, is apparently. I read somewhere that they're planning. They could potentially sue Iceland, the supermarket.
Why?
Only because I'll explain why.
Yeah, I've heard
someone
this.
Yeah, there looking
it's because
for
they
a
have
King
a kind
ring.
Of an agreement that's dependent on Britain's EU status.
Oh.
That is allows them license of the name. So if
casualty of Brexit is Iceland, the frozen food store.
Let's be fair. One of the ones we could give less of a shit about. Because if it just means it's going to be called the cold supermarket, I couldn't give a fuck.
No.
They do those nice Christmas platters though, don't they?
They do some amazing stuff.
It's like 300 pieces for £1.
They do amazing
like
stuff in Iceland.
It'll bring publicity to it and they'll make more money.
Sugar. Allegedly.
What, Iceland?
Yeah. King Prawn.
They do really nice exotic meats. Sorry, Steve. Well, you don't think kangaroos are cute, do you?
Huh?
You don't think kangaroos are cute, do you?
You put boxing gloves on any animal and it's cute.
Oh, have you been watching that Earth 2?
No.
Oh, yes.
That is some of the most magnificent television ever. You see the marine iguanas getting away from the...
Yes, I did.
From the snakes. Oh, I saw that clip on Twitter.
Yeah. There is nothing more adorable than watching that with Jenny because she's just going, run, catch, get away.
You've got to do a YouTube moment for us there, mate.
Oh, I was so tempted, but I think she would literally kill me. Although she did suggest something the other day, which was she wanted to do a spoof of me doing my unboxings and unbox one of these Zed boxes, looking completely disinterested in everything she pulls out. She goes, oh, good. This looks like it takes up a lot of room. I'm almost tempted to let her do it, to be honest. Maybe in April, when the April one comes, maybe I'll let her do that, or the March one on April 1st, because I'm never timely with these things.
Have you all November got? Have you all got the notes now? Have they come?
Yeah,
through?
Now, yeah.
Stephen, yes.
Hmm?
Did you get the new notes?
Yeah.
You have them, darling.
Fucking hell, we better get moving. You've got like 9 pages.
Wunderbar. Yeah, we can always drop
this. We can't do all these tonight.
Christ.
Okay, right. I'm going to start on the
recording.
Some
of it's pictures. Fine.
Oh, yeah. Most of it's pictures.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we're good with pictures.
I've been on holiday. Yeah. I'm not going to write too right, many man. Words. Right. Starting
you're not bad.
Starting in a recording then. Right, I'm recording again, Rob. Just to get another little bit of After Dark Side mileage.
Yeah, like I say, I've got no issue with my hesitations being published. It's purely, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I say,
yeah.
It's just a wariness I have.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be one of those things, like everything we do, like the voicemails that we do, is working out how to do it properly.
Yeah.
And then
and if it doesn't work, we can always, we've tried.
Yeah, we'll move away from it if it doesn't work.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Like we have done with other stuff that we've...
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm going to have to delete some of these old episodes soon. I've got so many versions.
It's hard. It's tricky, isn't it?
Thing, like
you end up with... I realized the other day, because I've got a cloud storage. I've got OneDrive I get with my Microsoft account. Because of various different things I've signed up to over the years, I've got about 3 times the usual size. Mm-hmm. So I back up all my podcasts on there. Also, for the purposes of if for any reason the upload didn't work the night before, I can take it into, I can go into work and pick it up and upload it from there if worst came to worst.
Yeah.
And I realized that the file on my computer, the folder 314, just the folder 314 on my computer alone, is 82 gig.
Bloody hell.
So that's audio, video, any images, logos I've knocked up. Anytime I've somebody's submitted a review, it's the pack shot that goes alongside the review. If it's like a DVD or a game or something, that sort of stuff. It's built up so much. I guarantee some of it is 6-7 years old. I'd be absolutely gobsmacked if it wasn't. So my hard drive is like half full. And I clean booted this a couple of months ago.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's mental.
Well, I'm gonna try and set up some shortcuts on the MacBook that I use to do.
Oh yeah, you're getting the hang of this now. Then
I'm getting the hang of it because I want to be able to wherever I save the record. Like I've just split the recordings now and put together my raw materials for the edit.
Edits.
So once I've edited, I want to be able to export to a folder that will then automatically archive it on my server here.
Yeah.
So that it's safe. Nice. Yeah. And then I'll have a copy on the MacBook I've used to edit and a copy on the server, and then I can load straight up to BlogTalk from there.
I find annoying is about myself is I do certain things to make my life easier, and then I still make bonehead moves that mean it doesn't work out quite properly.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of weeks ago, I did one of my videos for YouTube, one of my toy box videos, and I decided that I'd tack on one of my HeroClix videos at the end. It was a Zbox thing, so it was like just unboxing the Zbox for the month. And I thought, oh, sod it, you know, I've got these HeroClix videos ready to go, like about half a dozen or so. I'll just tack one on the end. What I forgot was that in HitFilm, which is the program I use to edit videos, I mute the track that's recorded on the original recording device, because I use a phone and the microphone on it is shocking.
Right.
So what I do is I record a separate audio track. There's a bit of a behind the magic for you. I record a separate audio track simultaneously on this mic that I'm using right now for Talk Star Wars.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
And then I splice it together and I have to sync it up. And what I do is I do like a couple of claps.
Yes. Yeah.
On the audio so that I can then go, right, that's where it is on the video. And I sync it up. Doesn't always work because, again, this phone I use to record is crap. And unfortunately, it has an issue with recording video and frame rates where it goes slightly out of sync. And what's really annoying is Handbrake doesn't fix it.
Right.
And I don't know why. Anyway, so I mute the track that goes with the original audio and insert this new audio, which is great, except when you drag a finished video into HitFilm, it defaults it to the main track. Oh. So I actually uploaded the video into the end of it. Unbeknownst to me, it was muted.
Oh, no.
So after this 11-minute video...
Unintentionally
funny. Yeah, this 11-minute video has 8 minutes of me talking and then 3 minutes of complete silence.
Oh, no.
Even though I'm just unboxing a bit of HeroClix, and then it comes in at the end to go, there you go. It's like, What a pillock.
Yeah, happens,
thankfully,
right?
I figured out a way. What I've done now is I figured out a way to split the audio from the video in the finish. Like, so if I've got a previously edited clip,
yeah,
I can split the audio and video and set them out on separate tracks, which is quite. It's nice. This HitFilm software is really good. And what's nice is I'm still gradually getting the hang of little things I can do that will make it really cool.
See,
I just wish I was a better videographer.
You record the video on your phone.
A phone, not my main phone. My right. main phone would be better quality.
Had you thought of getting a lapel mic?
I have.
Just a 3.5 mil.
Yeah, I've jack. Got one. The problem is that it's not a lapel mic. It's a 3.5 mil that plugs into one of those portable dictaphones.
Right.
So it's not easy to clip on. I think I had a lapel mic and it was shit.
Oh, was it? All right.
Yeah. The trouble is they tend to be... Like the cheap ones are rubbish and the expensive ones are so expensive that it puts me right off.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, thankfully, next month is bonus month. So I should have a bit of extra cash to play with.
Right.
So without going into detail, obviously, because that's crass, I should have a little bit of cash to play with.
£1 million.
Yeah, I fucking wish.
I'm aiming too high.
No, I can safely say it's well under that. So right. That's fine. So I've got a bit of cash to play with. What I'm probably going to do, a friend of mine at work has just bought one of those really nice Zoom mics.
Oh, yes, yes.
So yeah. he asked me to order it for him on Amazon.
The omnidirectional ones.
Yeah, he hasn't got Prime.
To 120 degree.
Yeah, he hasn't got Prime and I do. So he gives me the money and I just order it for him. It was 140 quid.
Right.
I'm kind of looking, maybe not that expensive because he's looking at going into, he wants to go from naught to professional video production quality. Mm-hmm. Which is fair enough. If you've got the cash, then do it. I'm quite content to go to sort of decent quality initially. And then if I get on with it and I start to do better videos and, you know, maybe make a few more cents on monetization. I literally mean a few more cents at this point because I think I'm up to about 36.
Yeah.
In times since I've been monetizing. Most of it's from Toybox, occasionally a podcast. But the I think the drop-off, I don't know if you've experienced this, Mark. Do you find how... deeply do you study the analytics on YouTube?
I don't at all.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You steer clear of that stuff, don't you?
I yeah, there is one particular platform where I'm quite deeply invested in the analytics, but the rest of it
radio?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
But makes the rest sense. Of it, the stuff on YouTube, because I don't produce YouTube content like you do.
Mm.
So it's just the podcast that lands on YouTube.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I've put the vlogs on hold at the moment because I want to find a way of making them more substantial.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether I want to focus on a news story or what. I'm not sure what I want to do with it at the moment, but I want to try and work out a way to make it more substantial. So maybe then I'll pay more attention. But at the moment, it's just I'm putting the podcast on there because early on, someone said to me, can you put full episodes onto YouTube so I can get the podcast on YouTube? And that's why I do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good idea. It's a free gift, isn't it, really? It's very easy.
It's 2 hours long, so the analytics are going to be really corrupt because people aren't going to watch a two-hour video all the way through. If it's a 3 or 5 minute video, people will watch it. Then your analytics make more sense. But when people are probably going to click on abandonment on a YouTube video is going to be high on Talk Star Wars.
Yes, indeed.
But this is
what I find about the podcast ones.
Mm.
Is the podcast ones you get an average. I mean, I'm quite pleased with it. Like you do get, it looks like about 30% of people still stick with the podcast about 2/3 of the way through, which is quite refreshing. Oh yeah, there you go. So you get that average view durations and I'm happy with them. It's like I was saying, it's a nice, YouTube's a nice quick win for podcasts because all you have to do is, at the very minimum, all you have to do is whap a static image against the content and you've got a video and there's just one more avenue for people to experience what you're doing. It's one of those things I started doing. It wasn't that long ago. It was only like, I won't even say last year. In fact, I think I made a thing of it. I think I called it the summer of like the month of Crazy Train Appreciation Month. That was it. And it was this time, about May last year, rather, May last year. And what I did was I made a big point of saying every day throughout May, I'm going to put a new one on YouTube. And by the time we get to the 31st of the month, episode 31 will come out.
Yeah.
The last day. It was one of the more, you know, if I was actually getting some views on these things, I think it would have been called genius. But, you know, as it is just a really cool thing. No fucker saw. which, you know, if I had a quid for every time that's applied to me, I could probably get closer to that million you mentioned.
Yeah.
But, I like ideas like that sometimes where it's just, you know, it's a really easy, it was just one of those things I'd never thought to do before. But then I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it and I'm going to make a big point of it and I'm going to make it, and I'm putting some pressure on myself to do it timely. So what I did was, right, May is 31 days. I have an episode 31 at the end of the month anyway. So what I'll do is, with the first through the 30th, I was just uploading each YouTube video daily and then just plugging it and saying, here is a new video. And this is episode 12 or whatever. What I really wish is that that had been a period where I was a bit more savvy with social media, like I'm becoming to a point now, because I wonder if that would have been a big traffic month. Fun to think about.
Yeah.
Can't do much about it.
No, it is a little bit of a, you know, the whole, I've found analytics to be a little bit of a fool's errand for me as well, because it can be quite a poisonous thing.
Okay.
To pursue. How do you mean? Well, I do things like, you know, I look at the red numbers. They stand out to me more than anything else. So it's very easy for me. I had a thing this week where I was looking at the blog talk numbers, and I'd noticed, because it's a 30-day sliding scale, so I'd noticed a drop in one figure, and I thought, oh, no, that's not a good sign. But then I looked at another figure, and it was really inspiring or encouraging, you know, to look at the big number. And I thought, oh, well, no, that's the truth. That's the number I need to be paying attention to, not because it's good, but because that shows me that there's growth. And it doesn't matter that, you know, you drop a day that might have been a spike, and the next day doesn't give you the fix. So, you know, the download numbers might drop and it might look considerable, but it's actually what you're looking at is the growth.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at, I've made some rudimentary trackers just for, I mean, for my interest, really, because I find it interesting to know what, you know, what months I tend to be more prolific on social media.
Yeah, when I get to that point, it will be things... You know, at the moment, for me, it's pretty much I'm using listener feedback to gauge when we've landed a show or when we've stuck the landing and when we haven't. And and then it's those things that I tend to sort of pursue, because if they're working for people, then we'll go with it, you know. So it's the listener interaction and things like that that was really – that's more valuable to me than looking at an analytic and saying, all right, well, what did we do at this point that led to that many downloads? Is it just the title of the show? Is it the way I titled the show that brought people on board?
It sometimes makes a big difference.
And then you start to spiral down saying, well, that's the show that had the most abandonment.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating there because I haven't looked at the figures, but I know that when I start looking at the figures, that will be the rat hole that I fall down. Is there a spike in downloads because of the way I've named it or something I've put in the description? Or is it the artwork that's attracted people? And then, as a result, is that the one that has the most abandonment because people weren't getting out of it what they thought they were going to get out of it? Because that's all really negative.
I can see what you're saying.
I'd rather stop, put the show out, let it speak for itself, and then the more comments we get back from people that actually listen and are part of the Talk Star Wars community, then I know whether or not we've done it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I just find these things fascinating, you know. I mean, especially Twitter in terms of following, like, I'm just looking at the percentages. I'll share them with you now, so I'm just going to paste them in, mainly because I don't want to come off like I'm grandstanding. So I'm just going to paste them into the show chat. There's that one, and then
and that's growth.
Yeah.
I'm just going to...
That's year to date.
Right, okay.
That's January to November. I'd be interested to know. Yeah, I was going to say, I would be interested to know if you've got those figures.
I'm just going to try and find it out, because I don't have the page bookmarked or anything like that. So it's just, I've got to sign in with Twitter.
This is always a fun, these are fun stats as well. So this is the kind of stuff I do track just out of interest.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of red on there. 28-day summary. Big drop, so 1.7% drop in Twitter impressions.
Mm.
19% drop in profile visits. And this, we had one show less published this month, so there's less enticing Twitter posts going out.
Yeah. This is thrilling for the listeners, I realise.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Like I say, the truth of it is, I just, you know, to me it's a big deal, mainly because it's quite humbling. But I know that there are lots of people who don't give a shit about numbers on things like social media, and they're perfectly within their rights to not do so. I consider it quite a shocking statistic of how much there's been a jump in terms of social media following, both as the TSW community has been very, very kind to me, and also I've started to regain some of the knowledge I lost on social media in terms of what, you know, more, not so much losing knowledge, but getting more up to speed with what's there now, you know, some of the tools you can use, like the automated tools and stuff.
Yeah.
They really are a lifesaver in some respects.
Yeah, the automated tools are good, but I'm beginning to feel like it might be a double-edged sword for me because I'm putting out similar tweets every day and I don't want that to become a thing.
You can always write a few different variants of the same message.
Tweet activity, which is what I do. In tweet impressions in October, 180,000.
That's awesome. October for me was, are we looking at which account are we talking about?
This is Talk Star Wars.
Okay. So let's work on
primary accounts.
Yeah. So I'll go to my primary account, which is Rob Wade Vision, 47,300.
That's good.
Considering I'm just a bloke on a show.
Yeah.
That's pretty good going, I think.
Yeah.
A month before that was 65,500.
September, we were 150. So there's growth.
Yeah.
And what are we, halfway through the month? And I'm at 80,000. At the moment,
bloody hell. I'm on 34,000. Admittedly, that is also including the election because I went on a tear that day.
Right. Well, this is all just
the day after the election. I was tweeting like mad.
I only put out the I only put Star Wars stuff out on this account.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. I keep clear. I differentiate between E14 and myself to the point where actually it would have automated. It was automatically retweeting everything I wrote. And I was going in and undoing that because I thought, well, it's not, yeah. You know.
No, that will start to get real old real quick for people, won't it?
Mm.
There was, I've had an idea. I'm not sure if I want to bring it up on the episode, actually.
Well, do you want to round the episode off? Because I've got an idea to talk to you about, actually.
Yeah. Well, just suffice to say
just in case it doesn't come to anything.
Yeah. I think I'm probably going to go down this route anyway. It might take me some time to do it, but what I'm going to, this isn't, you know, we'll talk about the other thing off air, but
yeah, that's fine.
The plan for me now, for Talk Star Wars is to expand the programming. So we mentioned early on about the YouTube expand and get the vlog up and running again, but I'm also, I've got a couple more podcasts planned.
Okay.
It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm going to try and build. I want to try and build the VIP platform.
Offer it. Yeah.
To a point where they'll start getting some of this stuff as priority releases, like they do with the TSW feature comms. So we've got two episodes of the feature comms out there now, and the general public have had one, the VIPs have had both.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that the two podcasts I've got planned, which will be Star Wars animation focused shows, will be VIP priority releases. But I really need to build the VIP platform up for a very specific reason before we can get those things off the ground. So I'm looking at growing Talk Star Wars and double down now that we've customized the YouTube channel. So it's now Talk Star Wars TV.
Yep.
Try and build more stuff. Like I'm planning to do some unboxings without trampling over what you do. Over on E14.
That's fine.
Do some unboxings.
I'm under no illusion that I'm either I'm neither the first nor the best at doing these things, so I'm quite happy for other people to do similar things.
I've got an idea, a different way of doing it.
Okay.
And there's a mechanic behind it as well. It's not just an it wouldn't just be an unboxing. You and I have spoken about this previously off air.
Yeah.
But there's a mechanic behind what I want to do with an unboxing. Okay. And also, which may or may not favour, I don't know. I've got ideas, but also buildings as well. I was very, very tempted as I came through
unboxing buildings,
coming through customs, picking up some Star Wars Lego VAT free, and doing a time lapse build.
Yeah,
and then putting those.
Ah, in. Okay. Have you read about the Lego store near my work?
No. It's the biggest biggest
one in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. I think I might have to chat Mark and Debbie up and see if they do any Star Wars Lego.
Oh, yes.
And maybe get something sent down and do a build. I've already spoken to Mark about possibly doing some unboxings, like the Black Series 6-inch or stuff like that. Just very, very quick, down and dirty.
You're also going down a different route, because I always go for unboxings where I don't know what's inside.
Yeah, now this will be more
known quantities.
Yeah,
there's a good market for that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll play around with it.
They're both very popular things. I just don't seem to be able to get people to watch mine.
No, well, I think you need.
Yeah.
The way I'm coming at it, you're certainly having fun, and I enjoy watching them. But it will be.
Yeah.
For me, there'll be a mechanic underneath it.
Yes, so, we may have to talk about that one offline, because I can't remember that one. I can't quite remember what you're talking about.
Designed to bring people to it.
Yeah.
And I've got an idea for how it will work. So watch this space. But yeah, it's sort of, for me, now that we're up and running and we've got our routine, even though I felt a bit rusty tonight coming back to it after a week or so.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I've been off, I haven't had a podcast recording session in over a fortnight now, because the one that I was supposed to be having on Tuesday didn't pan out for logistical reasons. Right? Yeah, well, it's partly that, and also... three out of the six I invited managed to double book themselves with the same event.
Right.
it happens increasingly. So we've got one penciled in for next week instead. But as it happened, I was ill anyway. So I didn't have time to edit the latest podcast. So that's going to go out a week late. So it's all kind of fallen into place unwittingly. So that's always nice. It's going, that sort of thing's going my way for a change. It's not always the way. Sometimes things like most of the time, things fall into place, but they fall into place in a way that stitches me up. But in this case, at the moment, it all seems to be coming up Milhouse.
All right. Well, let's get this one put to bed then, and we can catch up. Yeah. We can kick some ideas around off air, because
I just
wanted people to know that I'm not resting on my laurels.
I'm still planning to grow
Talk Star Wars out into other areas.
I think people appreciate how much work you put into this box. I think anybody who thinks you're resting on your laurels can fuck off and then come back so they can fuck back off again.
Yeah, it's just that I love this thing. I love what we're doing. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it, and I want it.
That much is very obvious.
I want it to grow, and I want to do other things, and I want to challenge myself as well. So, you know, I've got all these ideas for that. Like we were talking about doing the phone-ins earlier, which will start with the VIPs, get them on so that they can be on the episode with us for a question and then disappear.
Yeah.
And other, I might sort of... I've got another idea to talk to you about off-air as well, which involves the 501st, but we'll go through that later.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up. So I'm Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
I'm at Rob Boy Vision.
Thanks for your patience, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.